Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Klal Nun, and we're learning Simon Chaf Gimel. Today's share is sponsored by Eli Nishmas, Chaya Sar Bashmuel, and Nasa Ben Yaakov by Dr. and Mrs. Lawton Cooper. This is Dr. Cooper's maternal grandparents, and this is Say Share is dedicated to Eli Nishmas. So the Chayodim continues and discusses this concept of what is called Shir Ichel. So we said that a person has the right to bench up to the time that the food is mu'uchal. Now, we know that the digestive system starts right away dealing with the food. So clearly when Chazal said ichol, that the food is digested, they didn't mean the beginning of the process. They mean that there's some stage in the process which is met. So when is that? So b'shiura achar achilo, after a person eats, the time it takes for ichol is called zman shen arayv, as long as he's not hungry anymore. So as long as the food continues to satiate him, he's able to say the bracha. And again, we pointed out from the chazan, the mishabura's mashma, that a person should really say the bracha immediately. A person should not push it off. And the chazanish understands that as well, that the bracha really primarily is to be said immediately after. There shouldn't be a hefsik. The heter of Shir Ichol is, it's not considered a hefsik by doing so. But now, Ba'achar Achilas Peiris, a person ate things other than primary food. He ate apples. So he didn't eat apples to the point of being satiated, necessarily. The point is he wanted to eat some apples. So, Kol Zman Shein Eino Toyev Lechol Peiris. So if the person wants some more, he reached the stage of ichol. If a person says, I'm still happy, not now, that could be because he's totally full, which is not due to the apples. So that's a complicated question, which I don't have a good answer to. But if a person who in general eats fruits on a regular basis and he enjoys eating fruits, and when he has an opportunity, he wants to eat the fruit, so we have a clear shear. When he ate enough of the fruit that he doesn't feel the need to eat anymore, and that continues for a period of time, so that's considered the zman of ichol. In a case where he's going to say in a moment where he doesn't have, you don't have that, so we have to come up with a different shear. Lachar shtia kol zman shenotzame, and a person drinks to the point where they've drank to their fill and they feel satiated from their desire to drink, and they remain so for a period of time. So that's considered shir ichol. So how are we going to figure out? Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, beforehand before he ate anything, he was on a hunger level of a 7. And now he went down to a 5. And he stays at a 5 for how long? Well, we can't figure that out. We can't figure out exactly how much he was satiated and how long that level of satiation remains. That's impossible. And now he's waited for a period of time and he hasn't said a bracha chana right away. So we don't know, is it within the Shir Ichel or not? So the Chayonim says, Melchein Roy Shir Ichel Dabar Acher, Vivorach Bracha Chrono, Shoz Nitra Gamal Achila Rishtia Harishana. So the best option is now when he comes later and says, you know, I didn't say bracha chrono, eat something more, which would be chai of the same type of bracha chrono. Whether it's a brand of foshes or it's alamichya or aloeitz. So eat or drink something more which would correspond to that bracha chrono, and say a bracha chrono, and hopefully the bracha chrono was within a range of time and it would cover for the first act of eating as well. Now, let's say you don't have that option available. The Chayadim does not address that situation. But the Mishabura, however, does. And he says that you can assume for 72 minutes that you're allowed to say the bracha. This is in regards to eating. This is true. Any food that you ate, you have a right to assume up to 72 minutes that you can still say the bracha. Again, when the person was satiated, usually the satiation lasts longer than that. In a situation where that's not relevant, the person did not eat his fill, so we can't measure levels of satiation. So we say 72 minutes. Did not say the bracha chrono within the 72-minute period, he would lose the opportunity to say the bracha chrono. Now, the Mishabura, that's the Mishabura in Siman Kuf Pei Dalet. Later on, in Siman Kuf Tzadi, the Mishabura says that shtia is different. Drinking, however, is not as long as that. There's a shorter period of time. He does not give an exact amount of time, but the Poskim discuss it's curved l'shaw, it's close to an hour. So if a person drank something and did not say bracha achrona, he has close to 1 hour to say the bracha achrona. Really, preferably, a person should not be in that situation and should say the bracha achrona right away and not lose the bracha achrona. Or, alternatively, if he has an option of eating or drinking something and saying a brain of oshos that way, he should do that. That would vaday allow him to say the bracha achrona. Now, the next point of the chayyim we'll leave as next year is he wants to drink again within that time frame. Does he need a new bracha rishana or not? He says you should eat some more. Do you need a new bracha rishana to be able to do so? And that's the point which he will touch on, Bez Hashem, in the next shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.